Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
Now I was ready to be a sexually active teen, and sex, technically speaking, I mean, it solved the problem, you know? Do you like dry humping but are tired of being injured by the seam of your jeans? I was ready to be a sexually active gum-chewing teen doing the health teacher proud, you know? And she was proud, and I sensed it, and I felt pretty good about it. I also remember sensing the pride of my boyfriend's father at the time. Yeah, I think the son had told the father. And there was a notable spring in the man's step on behalf of his son. Yeah, it's disgusting. And maybe that's just because I don't love a boyfriend's father. You know, as a figure in general, I think they're wrong and shouldn't exist. And particularly in high school, you know? It's, even when they're lovely, it's the role itself, you know? It's not even their fault. It's, oh, hello. Hello, Jacqueline, how are you? You know, how's school? And it's just like, don't fucking look at me or talk to me, sir. Please, honestly, it's not a good look for you. Now, your son gained access to me. Your son gained access to me through his own merits. You're owed nothing here. Not a wave hello, not a whiff on the side. I think it'd be best for all of us if when you heard my car come down the road, you made yourself scarce. You went to your little shed and did whatever the hell it is you do in that hideous little shed of yours. If I seemed deranged in my anger at the boyfriend's father, you know, it's because he was a particular kind of asshole. He wasn't unlike many adults at that time in my life. He would comment a lot on my use of the word like. He was obsessed. You know, I just, sorry, Jacqueline, it's just that when you talk, all I hear is the word like. It's all I can focus on, you know. It's just that's all you can hear? That's all you can focus on? Then let me be a cognitive exercise for you, sir, in your fight against mental decline. It's the same word over and over again. Block it out. Make it white noise. Selectively ignoring information is one of 6 basic cognitive skills. I see you doing your little puzzles. Perhaps add listening to me talk to the mix if you refuse to go to your shed as I directed earlier. That was really gross. It was really gross because he acted like he cared, you know, in this way. Like, he'd be like, no, it's just that... No, Jacqueline, it's just that when you use that word so much, you dilute the meanings of these things you seem to be trying to say. You sound unintelligent. And it's rich coming from a man who, looking back, never once said a single thing that caused me to sort of stir with the recognition of original thought. He was concerned about the potency of my speech. You know, no, sir, no, you have not understood at all. No, my intellect is a river, okay? It's a river, and the word like is a stone, and I drop stones into that river to break up the current so you're not swept the fuck under and drowned. I say like as a courtesy to men like you, because you couldn't handle me. Precise. And I know you're real proud of your son for fucking me, but I'm fucking him. That's the way that's going down. He is not entering me, I'm closing down around him. He doesn't penetrate me, I eat him. I chew him up and I spit him out diminished, and he loves every goddamn second of it. Just like you would, you pig. You pig in shorts. I didn't say shit to the father, to be clear.
Stream Jacqueline Novak, Get on Your Knees, only on Netflix.